If you look in the book of John chapter 6 this morning, John chapter 6, I want you to look with me there, John chapter 6, this is a great chapter in the scripture, and I'm going to turn there and turn to your attention to this scripture here. We'll start reading in verse number 63. The Bible said, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. Notice that. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they're spirit and they're life. There are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come to me except it were given unto him my Father. From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Notice that. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And so we find here in the text this morning that Jesus had just given His discourse on being the bread of life. And they did not understand that. Some of them didn't understand it. And the Bible said here that they went back. They walked no more with Him. Notice that. They didn't walk with Him. And we find here in this text that we find these men going back. And a lot of people go back sometimes. I believe they went back because of the message. The message of Him being the bread of life. He said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. He said, without that you can't have no eternal life. Amen. It's not religion this morning. It's being saved. It's knowing Christ. It's Christ in you. And that's what Jesus' message was. Thank God you got to partake of me. It wasn't, my friend, that thank God some religion is to Him. And I think today a lot of people's got churchianity. Instead of ever being a partaker of Jesus Christ and Calvary's cross. And we find here this morning, thank God that Jesus looked to the 12 and He said, will you also go away? And that's a good question this morning. Will a man go away? A lot of people's gone away. A lot of people's gone away in their own mind, in their own heart. But the Bible said, will ye also go away? Thank God this 12 He looked to and asked that to. Thank God. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. Will ye also go away? You see, the problem in our day is that people don't want to take God for who He is. We've made a God that we want everybody to like. We've made preachers we want everybody to like. But it don't work like that. Amen. God's who He is. You can't make God something else. You can't make Jesus something else. You can't make Him in your imagination who you want Him to be. He said, this is who I am. He said, I am who I am. Thank God. And even in the book of God in Exodus, Moses said, who do you want me to say sent you? Sent me. And he said, tell him I am have. Thank God I am who I am. I am what I am, Paul said. By the grace of God. And you see, friend, there's a temptation. Amen. To go the way of the world. There's three enemies in our life. Amen. Number one enemy is the flesh. It's us. We're our own enemy. Thank God the worst enemy you have is yourself. Amen. The devil don't make me do what I do. In fact, the devil can't make me do nothing. Amen. People say, well, the devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do it. The devil don't make me do it. The enemy that I have is myself this morning. It's the way I think sometimes. It's the things I say sometimes. Everything's controlled from the heart. I think about the heart this morning. It's the inward man. That's where salvation is. He said, believe with the heart. That's not talking about the organ in your life or in your body. It's talking about the inward man. It's talking about who God made you. That you got to believe in Christ from your heart. Amen. And so we find here that these, amen, left Him. They left over the message. Most people leave over the message. Amen. Most people that leave over the message.
things. Amen. Listen. I remember preaching for Brother Larry Neal. Thank God, years ago. Amen. And I preaching like this. And this lawyer come to hear me preach. And Brother Joe, he come. He was, his family come to that church. And I was preaching. I got all wound up. Amen. And he told Brother Larry he didn't like the way I hacked. Amen. And Brother Larry said to him, he said, well, it ain't really the hacks you don't like. It's what he's saying between the hacks. Amen. And so praise God for the preaching. And Jesus gave a message. See, people don't leave. My friend, they leave over a message. They leave over, they didn't like what the preacher said. They didn't like the truth. I'm sad today that the fact of it is that the message isn't made, my friend, for you to like. The message is made, thank God, for you to receive. Amen. The message, thank God, is made for me to receive. Amen. Listen, I heard preaching this week. Amen. And I enjoyed hearing the preached word. Did I get reproved? I got reproved. Amen. From the truth. Thank God, but I can't correct if I don't know what's wrong. Amen. Reproof is for correction. Amen. That's why Jesus, thank God, my friend, looked at him. And he said, I am the bread of life. Thank God, he told that religious people. But listen this morning. They left him because of that. They left him because he said to them that a man can't come to God unless he be drawn. And that's a true fact. You're never going to be saved unless God contacts you. Amen. Unless God deals with you. Amen. Unless God draws you. It's not a decision, friend. It's an act of God in your heart. Amen. Listen. A lot of people say, I decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I'm down here thanking God for that. But I tell you, you don't decide nothing. Amen. Until He calls you. Hey, when they said, come follow me, that's when they acted upon it. That's when He said, Zacchaeus, come down. Amen. That's when He acted upon it. Thank God He went and got in a tree to see Jesus. But He came down when He called Him down. And friend, that's exactly what's wrong with our churches. They were trying to produce something He ain't in. That's why He's outside the door and allowed to see in church. Because, my friend, thank God the people put Him out there. Amen. Because He, thank God, wasn't recognized for who He is. Amen. The problem in the church world today is they don't want the same God of the Bible. Amen. They made their own God up. Amen. That's right. They made their God of their imagination up. Remember Paul said, you preach another Jesus. He said, not the same Jesus of the Bible, but you preach another Jesus. And the same Jesus, thank God, is the same all the time. He don't change from Monday to Sunday. Amen. He don't change no time. He wouldn't change for me, and He ain't going to change for anybody else. But He said here, Simon Peter answered Him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? I want to ask you a question this morning. Whom shall we go? Whom shall we go? Amen. Hey God, Thou hast the words of eternal life. What You said to me, thank God, there ain't nowhere else to go. Hey, You got the words of eternal life. Thank God, there's nowhere else to go, friend. I'm telling you, thank God, He knows the words of eternal life. And He said, there's no where to go. Amen. There's nowhere for you to go this morning. Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we notice what He said. He said here, and we believe and are sure Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And so He said, I like what He said, we believe. We believe. And listen, He's talking for them all. We believe. We discussed this thing. I mean, we've talked about this thing. Amen. You're just not a, you're not, my friend, that's a prophet. You're the Son of God. You the one came from God. You the one that came name of saved sinners. Hey, we got the word from you. We know it's true. Hey, God, friend, he said you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's not a dead God. He's a living God. But why are so many left him today? Why so no listen? Why is the hearts of men not on fire for him? Why isn't he first? Why are we so bound in this day? We just celebrated the July 4th, which is a day, thank God, that we recognize our freedom. And know, thank God, that we are, my friend, a nation, amen, that respects the fact, amen, that we are the land of the free and the home of the brave. I was listening to that little thing about Francis Scott Key, amen, that wrote the national anthem. And I was reading about that thing, listening, and I thought about that thing about how all that is bombarding that crowd, bombarding, trying to bombard the flag. Amen, the flag, brother, stood. Amen, them men, thank God, that was in that prison house. And they said, is the flag still there? And he said, the flag's still there. Amen. Thank God, my friend, the bombs are all around, but the flag is still there. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that I'm American this morning. I'm glad I live in this country. I'm glad I got some rights and freedom given by God. I don't want that to go away. I don't want these boys raised in a country of communism and socialism. Thank God, we've been blessed by the Creator. We've been blessed by the God of heaven. Amen. Let's not lose it. My friend, I'm telling you this. Thank God, more than that this morning. I've been blessed by the words of our Lord. I'm thankful that God lives in my soul. And I've been blessed by the word. Thank God, he spake to me one day and saved my wretched soul and made me a new man in Christ. I have been blessed. I tell you, thank God, he has the words. Why are we going anywhere else? Amen, to this world. And he's got the words. Amen. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord for that this morning. He's got the words of eternal life. He's the one, brother. And he said, to whom shall we go? I can't go to the world. Thank God, the world perishing. The world has nothing to offer. The world, friend, has corrupted mankind. Mankind is corrupt. Amen. The world is the second enemy. Amen. Our flesh, the world, is an enemy, friend, of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, listen, I'm not of this world. He said, I don't even pray for the world. Thank God, I pray for them that thou givest me. In John 17, one of the great prayers of our Lord. Amen. Listen, he's God this morning. He don't change. We made him like we want him. But you can't change him. He's the same God. And he's sovereign this morning. And he does what he wants to do. And if he don't do it, it ain't going to be done. Amen. Right. Aggravates me in this day, friend. People so scared to death to preach the Bible. And they say I'll be labeled. Amen. I've already been labeled. A child of God. Amen. That's who I am. Praise God. And mankind this morning has left the path of God. They've left the ways of God. Amen. They've sold out. Amen. For fame and fortune. Thank God, friend. It's about the money. It's about the world. It's about pleasure. It's about all these things. My friend, that cannot satisfy. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, thanks be unto God. Amen. I'm telling you this. I'm one of his this morning. Amen. Thank God it's talking about the family there a while ago. I'm glad for the family, but I think about what Jesus said. I was thinking about that. Thank God when that crowd comes said, your mother and brother's here. Amen, Jesus, I like it. Praise God. He said, well, who is my mother and brother? Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. He said, them that do the will of the Father is the same my mother, brother, and sister. I tell you, praise God. I'm thankful, amen, for the family God gave me on earth. Amen, I am. I mean that. Some of us sitting here today, thank God. But I'm telling you, friend, I'm thankful for the blood-washed family. Amen. I'm thankful for you. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, I'm glad, thank God, I'm in that family. Amen. I'm blessed by God. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, friend. Amen. To God, nobody's any closer to me than the one that saved me. Glory to God. Amen. You say, what's this old pandemic? I like what Brother Hewitt said, plandemic. Amen. And I believe that, friend. You can say what you want to. I ain't getting off on all that. But I'll say this. I'm glad for it in a way because it's helped me to draw nigh to God. It's helped me read more. It's helped me to pray more. It's helped me thank God and seek Him more. And to find out where I am at with God. To see what my desire is. Old Brother Shook down there preached the other morning. The other night preached on idolatry. Amen. He said we've idolized everything. Amen. America's gone to idolatry. I agree to that. Thank God, but to whom shall we go? Idolatry, man, setting anything up in your heart. Amen, that was set right there. Amen, and you'd worship or adore, put above God Himself. Amen, I believe idolatry is the worst sin in the Bible. Amen, He charged Israel about it. He dealt with Israel about it. And He's sure in the New Testament. Thank God, put the Holy Ghost in us. We ought not follow idolatry. Amen. We live in an idolatrous day. Amen. We live in a day of satanic oppression. We live in a day, my friend, of Lucifer. My friend, attacking, trying to hinder us. Thank God, but I'll say this morning. Thank God, He has the words of eternal life. Amen. Fox News don't. CNN sure don't. Amen. But I'm telling you, He's got the words. It's not on the news media. It's not on the front page of the newspaper. It's not my friend and all the other things. Amen. That men look to. It's in Him. Amen. He didn't say, now you got some of the words. He said, thou hast the words. What you say is good enough for me and good enough for us. And I want to add to that we're sure that you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. My heart's warm this morning. Thank God to know He's real. He's a living Lord. Amen. He's God Himself. He's God in flesh. He took the body. Hey, God, a man, friend. He didn't come as an angel. He come as a man. Amen. He come to do, thank God, what angels could not do. He come to do what they couldn't do. He come to redeem mankind. And the only way He could redeem mankind is be mankind. Amen. It's the only way Jesus could save man is to become man. Amen. For what the law could not do, the written law, that it was weak in the flesh, through the flesh, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sin and sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. The law couldn't redeem you. You can't be redeemed by law. All the law's for is to show you how short you come. And we missed the mark. Amen. There's no man good enough. Amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. I wouldn't stack myself beside nobody. And I sure wouldn't put myself beside Jesus because He's the standard of God. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's the Holy Child. Amen. He became flesh, but He done no sin. He was without sin. Amen. He didn't, brother. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Neither was guile found in His mouth. He never said one hypocritical word. He never, friend, said anything. Amen. That would be wrong. Everything He done was perfect, because He is perfect. Amen. Hey, God, He couldn't come no less than that. He's a perfect God. He's a perfect Lord. He's a perfect Savior. He's got the perfect Word. And it'll work in your heart, thank God, how to make you perfect. Amen. Right. Where are you going? Whom shall we go? Will you also go away? See, I believe that John 6, I believe them that went back and walked no more with Him was apostates. I believe they was apostates. I don't believe this. I don't believe they was ever. I believe they just followed the Lord. Amen. He said they followed me for my miracles and the feeding of the loaves. And he said that's why they follow me. Amen. They used to say this. We don't say it no more because they won't even come for a hot dog. Amen. But I'm telling you, it used to have homecoming. Everybody show up. They don't do it no more. You know why? Because they know what they're going to get when they get here. It's the Word of God. Amen. You have to hear the Word before you eat. Amen. So, brother, they used to come. I remember when I started pastoring. And we met out here in the trees. And Brother Jeremy, they'd all line up. Amen. Some would even come in after the service. I never said any of them. Jesus didn't say nothing. He fed them all. He said, what are we going to do with all them 5,000? And He fed every one of them. Amen. They didn't follow Him after that. That's why He said, will ye also go away? His message was the bread of life. Do you love Him today? Hey, God, are you following today? Why you go away, friend? Why go away? He said, will you also go away? Right. Amen. I remember that line up out here. It was good to see people come and eat. Amen. We set them tables up out here. Amen. I'm glad for the fellowship building air conditioner. Amen. I am. I mean that. Thank God. But I tell you, friend, somebody said, we need to get back to the old-fashioned way. You really don't want to. Amen. That's right. You like air conditioning. Amen. Amen. That's right. You don't want to ride a horse and buggy to church. Amen. That's right. Thank God they rode a horse and buggy. Amen. My grandma told me when she was a child, they rode a horse and buggy. I don't want to ride a horse and buggy. Amen. I want to be in my car where I got air conditioning on. Amen. It rides smooth down the road. Amen. That's right. I say we need the old-fashioned way, friend. Hey, the old-fashioned way isn't ain't God putting my friend tables on the outside. That ain't going to change you. But I tell you, the old-fashioned way ain't God's the Holy Spirit way and doing what God wants. Amen. And know something about Him. And have the power of God in your life and love Jesus more than anything else and being filled with the Holy Ghost and like preaching, amen, and like the old time songs. I tell you, that'll help you, amen. That's right. You, sir, you old time Christian preacher, I don't know according to what it is. Amen. A lot of people say they're old timey. You've heard that a long time. Amen. Said we old time church. Amen. You know what people say about? They said they come by and they heard preaching and singing here, and they said, "Remind me of the church I grew up in." But you know, if it had been 100 years ago, they probably wouldn't have said that. Because things change with time, isn't that right? Things change with time. Everybody's got a period of time. Amen. You say, how do you know what you're doing? I'm just doing it. I don't know everything, but I know that I'm doing it what God wants me to do. Amen. I preach the way God wants me to preach. I'm not under the authority of a man. I'm under the authority of God. Amen. I'm not under authority of the Baptist Association. Nobody's sending me my messages. I'm not reading my messages. I'm not saying that it's all together. If the Holy Ghost is on it and it's truth, that's the main thing. Amen. But I just say this morning, hey, God, friend, there's a lot of things that's changed in our day. Amen. They're changing more. That's why they come up with all these other things to try to draw people. Listen to me this morning. Whether you agree with me what I'm about to say or not, it's all right. Why they change that? Because they want to change God. Why they got all these new versions of the Bible? They want to change the way God is. It's all about changing God and trying to make God like us. Hey God, He ain't got to be like us. He's got to be who He is. And I'm telling you, they don't want you to change His mind. I can't change His mind. Somebody said, can you change God's mind? Well, He knows it all. I don't know why you're going to change. I'm going to tell you what, He did repent that He made man. He had mercy on Nineveh. They say He does. He always carries it out. He'll always do everything, every jot and tittle He ever said. He'll carry it out. But you ain't going to change God. He changes us. Amen. He changes us. We don't change God. How in the world, man, these people come up with all these new things and say, listen, friends, if you want, you say, I'd like to know how God's like. Look at Jesus. He said, well, you see me, you see the Father. Everything you see in Jesus, that's how you see it. That's how you see God. I mean, if you see Jesus, you see in Him. He's the express image of God. Amen. He's a copy of Him. Amen. That's right. He's my friend. He's not an imitator, but He has an imitation of Him. Amen. When you see Him, you've seen Him. He's the original. Amen. That's right. Ain't God, ain't nobody before Him. Ain't nobody after Him. He said, I'm the first and the last. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm everything. Out there, friend, why are you going away? Why are you wanting to go away from Him? A lot of temptation. We have the flesh. We have the world's temptations. We have fleshly temptations in our life that go away from Him. That's right. A lot of things in our life come in our life that try to get us to leave the path. A lot of it. The world today is a drawing. They're drawing. Most of the time it's covetousness. That we get our eyes of covetousness and we desire things in our own hearts and our flesh wants it. Amen. Our brother Wayne was talking down there and he said thank God, was trying to help some young men. And he said he had one of them, what them things are, them radar things in his car. Amen. He'd go down the road and they'd let him know when a police was near. Amen. And he'd run that thing about 85 miles an hour. Amen. They'd let that thing go off, you know. And he said that right then he'd hit the brakes. And he'd go back down, you know. And he said that young preacher was riding with him. Amen. He said, and then the Holy Ghost said, he said, Brother Wayne, he said, you've been a bad example.
Yes, sir.
And he said, the Holy Spirit said to him, he said, what if that young boy buys one of them high-powered Mustangs? Wants to put one of them in his car. He said, put one of them in his car, won't it run it? Amen. You know what he said? He said, I threw it away. He said, I went back to Virginia preaching. I went in a pawn shop and I had another one. He said, I saw $3 on it. He said, I went and bought it. He said, God said, you just blowed that money. He said, when I got back home, I threw it in the trash. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that can get you away from God this morning. Amen. That's right, son. It can be television. It can be the internet. It can be a lot of things. And God's had to check me on some things. And said, you're spending too much time at it. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like real fellowship. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm just being honest from my own heart. When's the last time God spoke to you? I'm not talking about something you read. I'm talking about God spoke to you. When's the last time God spoke to you and gave you peace? Peter said he has the words. That's words spoken of eternal life. And we're sure thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. That's right. Amen. I've said this before. People say, I like to hear you tell it. But it's just the God's truth. When we got married and you got married, you know, that was a long time ago when you didn't have to wear any more dumb seat belts. Yeah, but you see, it really was. Amen. Amen. Brother Todd, that old truck there you rode down here in, and boys didn't know about to put that seat belt on, you know. I mean, he said they didn't have to put it on. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. I asked Brother Milby one time, he didn't wear a seatbelt with me. I said, what if the police pull you? What's he going to say to him? He'll say, thank you for doing your job. I like what he said, though. He said, well, let me ask you a question. He said, they telling me what to do inside my car. He said, if they told you to quit burning wood in your house, would you quit? Good question. Amen. Good question. But we were talking about that thing, you know, and about the Lord touching our heart and speaking to us. And I wonder, thank God today, if the Lord's been speaking to you about some things. Just between you and God, the Lord's been talking to you. See, there's things that get in our life that hinder us.
You know, I mean, they might not all be together be bad. Amen. I know your height, and I know what I'm weak on. And the devil does too. Now, can I tell you from my heart what I like to see in this church? Full of the Holy Ghost. I'd like every time I'm out this pulpit be full of God. Every time, son, it's full of God. I like to see people full of God. You ever get full of God, there's nothing like being full of God. But it does take a vessel to empty self out to be full of God. They sing it, we didn't know in that storm song how it talked about that getting empty for God. And then he said to them in this text here this morning, he said, Jesus answered them, he said, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? It's amazing to me they didn't know who it was. You ever thought about this? Could you imagine Jesus said, one of you shall betray me, and one of you is a devil, and Peter said, Lord, is it me? He even had a revelation of who Christ was, and he said, you're blessed. I mean, Peter was the one, thank God. He said, we're sure you're the Son of God. We're sure about that. We know you got the words of eternal life. Listen, I'm going to give you something right here if you listen to me. Peter said, is it I? John that laid on his bosom said, is it I? James, thank God that was a praying. Amen. Thank God. Listen, he said, is it I? I didn't know who it was. It was deceiving. Jesus knew who it was. See, here's the thing in the house of God. Jesus knows everybody's heart. It's a wonderful thing to take inventory of yourself. If you take inventory of yourself, I don't take inventory of my wife. We've been married a long time. I don't never take inventory of her. I don't look at her and think, you know, she ought to be doing this more. That's between her and God. She could look at me and say, he ought to be doing that more. That's between me and God. I don't take inventory of her. I take inventory of my own personal life. I have to say, now, wait a minute, Lord. Where am I coming up short? What do I need to do? Yeah, listen, I'm about through here. The only way you're going to make it to heaven is Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to make it to heaven is through Him. It ain't going to be yourself. If you depend on yourself for anything, you ain't going to make it. And this is what Peter said. He said, we're sure that you're the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the chosen one of God. You're the sent one of God. We're sure of that. Even old Nicodemus said, we know, Lord, we know. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. That we know the miracles that our eyes have beheld. Amen. How in the world could you come from West Virginia and now sit on a church pew? Amen. And a man that's up here hollering about the Word of God. Amen. Thank God. And when you was 18 years old, you was going for your own life. And now you sit on a pew and say, amen. We know that there's miracles. If you're saved, you're one of them. That's right. You're one of them. He said here, he said, we sure you're the Son of a living God. Listen, he's not a dead God, that's for sure. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I preach this, I know it's right. The church is not a non-functional body. Justin, Trevor, Joel, Joe, this is one thing for sure. If you're saved today, you're saved tomorrow. And here's another thing, too. You'll live for God tomorrow, too. You won't come visit Him 3 hours a week and profess to be saved. I said this the other night preaching, I'll use this here. I'd say to my wife, I'd say, honey, we married, I'll see you Sunday morning. I said, now if you look nice for me, I won't come see you Sunday morning. We'll talk for an hour or two. I'll visit and I'll say, now I'm leaving now, but I'll be back Sunday night. I want you to dress up nice, you know, and come back and have a talk with you. So I come back Sunday night and go in and we say, hey, good to see you, no? And we sat down there and she says, man, I love you. And I say, she'd say, you know, you're such a blessing to me. And I'd say, and she'd talk to me for her. And I'd say, now, honey, I'll tell you what, I'll be back Wednesday night at 7 and we'll talk again. That's most of the way people live their Christian life. That's sitting in this church. Yeah, you know that, preacher, because there ain't nobody to say nothing. You say, anybody got a word of testimony? I said, anybody got a word for Jesus? Not many said much. So what we've made it is this. I'll sit here and I'll look up there and you do it. That's basically the way the church is run today in the Baptist church in America. I was looking at a little old video Brother Chris Hewitt put on the internet. He was in Papua New Guinea. This is a year ago. You can look at it. He goes outside of his where he's staying at 6 o'clock in the morning and he's weeping. Because them people's down there under that tent at 6 o'clock in the morning singing in the sweet by and by. And he says, people, I want you to hear it. Blessing. You could hear it. Them people sitting on the floor of a dirt floor singing in the sweet by and by at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Amen.
God help, I ain't gonna get mean. I just don't tell you I need the help of God. But we go through half-hearted motions in the churches. And we wonder, why don't God save nobody? Why don't God bless nobody? Well, are you in the condition to be blessed? Everything's fast-tracked today. Isn't that right, Brother Joe?
Yes, sir.
I am one of the world's worst. Everything's got to be fast. Pickup window's got to be fast. If you want to get me in bad spirit, you get me behind the car. It's got 5 kids in it, and the woman's turning around and asking every one of them what they want to order when they get up there. I get mad. Well, you need to decide. Eat there 100 times what you want to eat. Praise God, I know what I want to eat. I'm coming to line to tell you what I want to eat. Everything's fast today. You got to work at 7 o'clock. Go to work at 7. Get up at 6. Eat you a little something. Rush to work. Punch the time clock in at 7. You'll work like a madman to whenever. You get off and you get in your car and you race home. You got to do this and that and this and that and this and that. Then it's 10 o'clock at night and you take your bath, I hope so. And then you jump into bed and do it all over again. And somewhere in that day, if I can fit my thoughts on God, I'll do my best. Without waking up with our mind on God. And our thoughts toward God. And blessed is the man that meditates on His Word day and night. And that's the rut we're in life. Amen. And my kids never asked me one time in my life, Daddy, are we going to church today? Daddy, are we going to church tonight? They didn't ever say, Daddy, can we play stay home today? I got a headache. Will you also go away? I see it. I see the trend in this church. I see it. used to say amen once in a while. No, that's not. Used to testify once in a while. Used to couldn't wait to learn a song to sing it. And here's, I'm just being honest. We do everything by convenience. Not what we want to do, but what God wants us to do. Is this convenient? Could we meet and pray it? And this afternoon, if I called a prayer meeting at 5, it's not convenient. I mean, the preacher wants us to come at 5. We have church at 6. I mean, an hour early just to pray. And he knows, thank God, we got all this stuff going and all these places we got to go. It's just not convenient. Well, it ain't going to be. It ain't going to be. Will you also go away? Are you going to go away? What kind of church is this going to be 5 years from now if we still have one? Ain't that right? I do not think this is the best church. I think this is God's church. He's determined that. He don't put best church and worst church and all that stuff. He did charge every church, and we do know Smyrna, I think God had a good report because it's a martyr church. God's got a report on every church. He's got a report on every pastor. God said He's got a report on you. You are the church. The building's not the church. You're the church. Get that out of your mind. Take a good eraser and erase it out of your mind and say, this wood ain't the church. It's going to burn one day. This ain't a sacred desk. It's wood that I stand behind in a pulpit and try to preach. Get them religious thoughts out of your mind. It don't work like that. It works in you and through you and blesses you. And that's the way God works. And that's why they left. They didn't leave, my friend, because, amen, they didn't like the building. They left because they didn't want the message that their life had to be surrendered to Him. Buddy, I'll tell you, I've tried to wiggle out that thing, Brother Redmond. I've tried to wiggle out. I mean, I've tried to. God says, son, your life's mine, you know it. You're going to live for me, you're going to live for me. Your life's mine. And try my best to lazy and wiggle out of that thing and take a day off for God. It don't work like that. And I'm not talking, listen, friend, you can be riding down the road. You can be, thank God, hoeing corn, working on a car, whatever you do it. It ain't got the, it don't matter, it's not the matter of what you're doing as much as who you're doing it for and who's in your heart while you're doing it. Amen. Amen. I wish I could get away from it sometime. I mean, I try to sometimes. Just that mind, man, the battle in my mind, the devil hammering on me all the time and beating my mind all the time. This hammering, 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 hammering. God help me, I want a day of rest. Get up the next morning again, there he is. And then I get in a bad mood. The same old mind. Going, I'm just going to quit this stuff. Hey, ain't nobody cares about hearing your mouth down at the church and all the time. And you hear preaching this devotional stuff and all that. Had a fellow tell me today, I listen to you every day. And the devil say, hey, I don't want to hear you. Same old stuff. You ain't got nothing anyway. Why don't you just quit? Never touch. I'm just quit this mess. And then the Lord said, well, if you quit, who are you going to? Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody you can go to. The devil will come up you and sock you. Pow. That's why you got to put the whole armor on, thank God, and hold the shield up. I know he's beating on some of y'all. I know he's beating on your children, beating on you. He's going to beat on you. That's what he wants to do. He knows he can't defeat you, but he can beat you. Well, he can defeat you temporarily, but he can't eternally defeat you. He's going to tell you, he's going to say, man, you need to do. You can't be a Christian. I mean, that's what he says. You can't be a Christian. Look at yourself. You ain't doing nothing for God. That's what he tells me. I know he tells you that too because he tells everybody the same thing, basically. He'll tell you women. He'll say, why, you ain't doing what you ought to do. Just look at you. What he wants to do is discourage you from doing anything for God. You say, you ever get discouraged? Yeah, I get discouraged. But I'm going to tell you this morning, son, I'm going to tell you this. This thing, listen, if you don't remember anything, you remember what I'm about to tell you. You a young man, professed salvation in Christ, picked up some talents in playing, and some of these other boys are doing a great job. I praise God for it. But if he could get you to play country music on that, he'd do it. Right, he would. If you got to playing old Waylon and Willie on that guitar and you say, man, why don't you come up here with our band? If he can get you to do it, he'll do it. Hey, man, he ain't gonna try to take the guitar away from you. He's gonna try to take what you're doing with it. Glorifying God. Listen, this thing is not what preachers preach sometimes. This is a battlefield. It's a warfare. It's not easy. Every day you live, you're going to have some kind of warfare in your mind, your past. Justin, you ain't no way you can be right with God. Look at your past. Look what you've done. You think you can get up and testify in the church. And what he'll do is he's trying to keep you from doing it. Listen to me this morning. Listen, it ain't based on how good you are. Get that out of your mind. It ain't based on that. It's based on Him. Everything's in Christ. Everything's for Christ, through Christ, by Christ. It's not how good you are. It's not how good you feel. Go by feeling. Praise God, I feel good. Next day come in, you feel bad. He don't change. He's the same God. Testify. Amen. Kept by Him. Who am I going to go to, Justin? Who are you going to go to when the devil's on your back and telling you everything you've done in the past? Who are you going to go to when you're in the battle? Who are you going to go to for your children? Who are you going to pray? Who are you going to get the help of God? Who are you going to get the help of God to do the will of God? Who are you going to? Nobody else to go to. He said, we know where to go, Lord. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Who are you going to go to when you need forgiveness? Who are you going to go to when you need salvation? You don't go to religion. Anybody can do religion. Anybody can dress in a suit. Anybody can carry a Bible. Anybody can bow somewhere. It's what God does in your heart. I'm so mad at religion. The devil's painted up religion so pretty, and people say, "Well, I go to this church. I tithe. I give all I possess. I'm not like the old other fellow out there." And you're going to hell. It ain't what you do; it's what he did. Whom you going to go to? I know I preached a long time. Old Brother Van Gilder down there, my wife said, she knows it, I was down there. He says, Brother Wayne ain't here tonight. I was going to preach you and him on Thursday night. And he said, how long do you want me to preach? He said, preach all you want to. You know I ain't usually a long preacher, and I've been long-winded this morning. You won't remember half of this. But I preached 50 minutes. I couldn't believe I preached 50 minutes. I preached 50 minutes. If I'd have quit chasing rabbits, it'd have cut it to 45 probably. But really, when you get down to it, in your life, man, in your life, Jonathan, in your life, Matthew, Nathaniel, in your life, you're going to be faced with things. Daddy ain't going to be there. Preacher ain't going to be there. It's going to be you. Who are you going to go to? Whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Sister, you're having surgery on Wednesday. You got confidence God's going to take care of you. People go to the hospital now, ain't got nobody in there. That's bad. Bad. Can you imagine going to the hospital and you couldn't get in and comfort somebody? I'm being honest with you, I miss hugging y'all. I just like it closest. If anything I miss in this thing is fellowship. He said, wait a minute, preacher, you're here, we fellowship one another. It ain't like it was. I mean, I just like going up to people and being close to them. I like that. I mean, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You come up and hug me the other day, I hugged you back. I mean, praise God. I mean, that's just part of the affections of the Spirit in brethren. I mean, I know you do it. I've never done it, but you greet one another the holy kiss sometimes. You do it sometimes. You know, but I never have done that. But if I can get if it can be holy. Amen. If it can be holy, you know, if I could feel holy in kissing you in the forehead, I'd do it. But I'd rather shake your hand. I mean, it is a holy kiss. He said, "Great." He didn't say great under the kiss. He said a holy kiss. Ain't that right? There's just something about closeness, loving one another in Christ. And I think we've gone away from some of that because we've had to in somewhat of a way. You know, I mean, in the situations we're in now. Because, you know, I mean, people scared to death. But, you know, the thing about it is, we still have one another because we're united in a body of believers that have love one for another. There's nowhere else to go. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to me this morning. I'm sorry you didn't get to sing this morning, but we'll get another song out.